Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live Special number 138, recorded September 6th, 2012. New Amazon Kindles. This episode of TWIT Live Specials brought to you by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. And welcome to our breaking news coverage of the Amazon announcement from Santa Monica, California. We're in Petaluma, California, but Amazon's in Santa Monica, California. We're going to find out just what kind of Kindles they're going to announce. Television commercial was shown in a football game last night in the United States, showed some new Kindles. So 99% certain we're going to see new Kindles. But what else will we see? Will we see an Amazon phone? Eli Patel at The Verge says he's got confirmed sources saying they are working on one, but we don't know whether we're going to hear about that today. Will we see some kind of Amazon set-top box for your television? It's in Santa Monica, California, right near Hollywood. They could be doing that to announce some sort of improved streaming service. But nobody in the industry seems to be involved in any partnerships or have any leaks that way. So we will have to wait and see what Jeff Bezos and friends are cooking up. They usually do these announcements in New York, right? Because of publishing, because the book publishing industry is centered there. And that's what Kindle's all about. So something is different in having this thing in Santa Monica. Joining me for the coverage today, of course, Sarah Lane of iPad Today, i5 for the iPhone, and Tech News Today.
That's correct. Plus and the social hour.
I as Akhtar from Tech News Today and Know How. Jason Howell, of course, of All About Android. Hey. And we are definitely going to see some forked Android today.
I think so. I think that's almost a guarantee.
What about a spork?
Sporked Android?
Yeah.
What would you would be mashing
it's a softer
up? Softer. You'd be
forking.
Mashing up Android with some other operating system.
That's right.
Somehow.
So, are you saying we're going to see an integrated Windows Phone Android hybrid Kindle?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I'm expecting a lot from this announcement.
That would make a lot of news, right?
That'd be terrifying. Actually. But you could put a skin on Android to make it look like Windows Phone.
That's true.
Tiles for Android.
Android Phone 8.
Of course, our live breaking news coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. They allow us to bring this extra programming to you, and they are great for watching things where you want, when you want to watch it. Some companies say their systems let you watch TV everywhere, but only Slingbox lets you watch your home TV anywhere you go. You can control and watch your DVR. You don't have to pay for extra special services. Once you pay for the box, you pay for the apps, you're done. And you're not limited to certain channels. Anything you get on your television at home, you get through Slingbox. Works with an iPad, any smartphone, iPod Touch, laptop, tablet, you name it. Go get started with Slingbox. Just connect it to the internet, to your home TV, and then anywhere you go that you have internet connection, you can watch your home TV. It's that easy. Slingbox is available at Best Buy and Amazon, and you can learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And whenever the world's most important tech news happens, we bring it to you thanks to Slingbox. And we appreciate their support of TWIT specials and TWIT breaking news. So just a couple minutes before we start talking about how it isn't started on time. And what do you think we're going to see, IS?
We're probably going to see. I'm saying a new tablet. It's going to be very exciting. The Kindle Fire 2 will be thinner, I bet. It's going to probably be a much nicer design. And, of course, that paper white Kindle, the e-ink one. I mean, these things have been leaked on that commercial the other day. So I would assume that they're coming out today. I don't think we're getting a phone, though. I don't see why Amazon would go into that business because I don't think they want to deal with carriers. I don't think that's a relationship they want to go into or deal with in a consistent manner because they slowly took away some of the 3G functionality for the Kindles, the e-ink versions, for a reason. So I would not expect that to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also think it's kind of the same argument that we've heard about Apple not bundling the iPad mini, if it is yet to be announced, into next week's iPhone announcement, because it just takes away the momentum from both products. If Amazon, I'm not saying that they're not going to work with carriers, because maybe they are working on a phone, but I don't see this being bundled into the announcement today. it just behooves them to split them up. They've got this today. Then you got your Apple announcement. Amazon and Motorola and Nokia are all kind of got their hands in getting their announcements into September as well. If Amazon can follow this up with an Amazon phone later on this month or even in October to get the momentum back in their favor, once some of that iPhone 5, new iPhone momentum starts to ramp down, that would be huge.
Jason, what do you think from you know the all about Android perspective?
As far as a phone is concerned?
Either, yeah, phone and Kindles.
I mean, I think as far as a phone is concerned, I just get this feeling that eventually it's something that Amazon kind of has to get into. It's the obvious next step. I understand what you're saying, Ayaz, as far as dealing with the carriers, and that's definitely a tricky part. But it's undeniable that, you know, the cell phone market, and particularly the smartphone market, as far as how it relates to users and your ecosystem, like, it's hard to pass up on those numbers, those sheer numbers. Amazon totally sees that their Kindle Fire last year was a success by, you know, any indication. And I think it's kind of irresistible to eventually move into the phone market if they think that they've got the tablet working well enough in that regard as well. And I think, you know, as far as the Kindle Fire is concerned, I don't know a whole lot about the Kindle with the Paperwhite or anything, but the Kindle Fire, you know, any of the early leaks that we've seen of images of this thing, I really hope that they aren't what we've seen in some of the early leaks, just because it was really unimpressive. But there's no denying the fact that they really need to come out with some serious competition, hardware-wise, spec-wise, against the Nexus 7. Google did a great job of throwing some pretty incredible stuff underneath the hood for a really low cost on the Nexus 7. Kindle has to match that to at least stay in the game. Their ecosystem is worth a lot, but, I mean, the hardware on the Google side, and particularly having the Google ecosystem kind of improving at this point, they now have serious competition this year, where last year maybe they didn't so much.
Yeah, they're going to have to blow us away. I think you're right. And I think we will see that. I think we'll see a brand new Kindle Fire. I think we'll see a large 10-inch tablet. I don't think we'll see a phone. I think we will see something relating to streaming video, whether it's a set-top box from Amazon. I don't know. It might just be the announcement that Amazon on-demand streaming is now coming to multiple platforms, that they will have a regular, you know, non-forked Android version and possibly some other versions to come out as well, or that, you know, they're going to be on a bunch of different set-top boxes.
It would make sense.
Just the Roku.
Yeah, it would totally make sense for them to. It kind of seems inevitable that they're going to have to roll out this instant streaming to, at least in the Android world, other Android devices and not just their own. Just because there's a lot of money to be made there if they open it up to all Android users. And they've done this on the other, you know, the other parts of their platform as well. Anyone that has an Android phone can install their app store. Why not open up their movies and their streaming as well?
It's the way they do Kindle. Yeah. And they're at an airport hangar, an old hangar. It's not used as a hangar. There's no planes going to fly in while they're doing the announcement. But
maybe they're announcing a plane.
And Gadget is suspecting that maybe it would be some sort of FAA team up, allowing you to read your Kindle at takeoff. I think that's probably unlikely.
Oh, that'd be
that
nice.
Would be interesting.
Actually, that would be the best announcement I could possibly.
When they tell you to
for.
Turn off the Kindle, you're like, it's not even on right now.
Yeah,
it's this one page.
The Kindle Fire, I get. It's like a phone. It's like a tablet. It's like electronics. And until they're 100% sure that the radiation, you know, the electromagnetic radiation from that won't mess with the cockpit, I sort of get it. You want to not have any question that something's going to harm your plane. However, the Kindle itself, the e-ink Kindle, that's like less than a light bulb. Like, even if every single person on that plane had an e-ink Kindle, you'd have hardly anything coming out of it. So I think that is because they don't want to have to train flight attendants to distinguish an e-ink Kindle device from another electronic device. It's just blanket. I don't know, maybe.
Well, yeah, maybe as a part of the, having that that unified sales tax federally, so they can pay that. They're like, okay, we'll agree to that. As long as that agency lets us put the Kindle on there.
Right, because what Ayaz is referring to is Amazon has agreed to allow local sales tax in states, which they viciously fought for a long time. And they made a deal that there would be some sort of national internet sales tax worked on by Congress. But yeah, maybe they got the FAA involved in that as well. That's
some
funny.
Folks are joking in the chat room because John Rubenstein's there. He's on the board of Amazon. He used to be very powerful with the with Palm and WebOS. People are like, the phone will run WebOS. I mean, it's open source. I mean, they could probably do it if they wanted to, if they wanted to avoid, if Amazon wanted to avoid any issues with Android, they could. And it really wouldn't make a difference because the version of Android that's on the Fire is so indistinguishable from stock Android that they could have two different operating systems. As long as they were skinned the same, they'd probably operate the same. So I don't know why Amazon would want to do that, but it seems like a interesting theory that WebOS could come back on something like an Amazon device.
Maybe
I like the mood lighting.
Maybe it's not forked at all. Maybe the entire Kindle platform is going to WebOS. Maybe that's the spork.
Right, WebOS and Android.
Because WebOS could run Android apps.
Was it WebOS that...
Or does it go the other way?
I thought that WebOS was working on some sort of Dalvik integration. I know BlackBerry was, but I thought WebOS was doing that as well.
All it's got to do is run a video player, so it doesn't have to run much. I don't think that Amazon would open it up to like, oh yeah, the whole Android world.
You're hearing us get sillier and sillier because it's 10:35 and Amazon has not started their announcement yet. But apparently there's a big airport theme in the hall because they're in a hangar. And people do read their Kindles on planes. I use Kindle on my iPad more often than not, but I do read it on planes all the time.
You know, I could see this being part of a giant, horrible, like, pun idea. Like, you know what? The Kindle Fire is really taking off. And that'll be the entirety of why it's in a hangar.
It's in a hangar because that's what they could get for cheap. Is that what you're saying?
It's available. You can pack the people in there, and it's going to have a horrible joke involved with it. Because unless Amazon's got an airline, which would be interesting, I guess. Same-day delivery of you. Yep. Somewhere.
Delivery of you.
I think there's a possibility. Amazon does all kinds of things. If they became like Virgin Media or Virgin, where they like, we have airlines and we have phone companies. We do whatever we want.
Are we going to see the Kindle Blaze? So there's been kicking around for a long time the fact that the Blaze URL has been registered, and that would be the fiery, your Fire.
So that would be the larger Fire or the smaller Fire?
I don't know what it would be. Maybe it's the set-top box.
Okay, that would make more sense because I think the Kindle Fire line, if it gets differentiated, will have like a two-letter designation, like the Kindle DX, right, or the Kindle Touch, or the Kindle Keyboard. They're all called Kindle.
The Kindle Fire X, the Kindle Fire 10. Kindle Fire Up.
Kindle Fire Up.
Harry McCracken on Twitter says, "How come nobody ever spreads rumors about the Beatles music coming to Amazon devices?"
Because
that's already happened.
Jeff Bezos is not like... They spent a lot of time talking up how big of a fan of the Beatles he is, as Steve Jobs did.
Well, and not to mention the Beatles coming to iTunes was also the Beatles coming to digital. And that was kind of the big deal is, man, the Beatles are the last ones to come to digital, you know, in air quotes. But
The Verge is saying they're hearing this announcement could be up to 2 hours long.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Please, no.
No, that was the one thing about Motorola that I just wanted to go and hug them. 45-minute announcement, you know?
Thank you so much.
Nokia.
You did not feel the same way about Nokia.
Tread upon my patience a little bit. Kept me out of the shower, actually, with their 1 hour and 20-minute.
And no one appreciates that.
Of two phones, one of which they spent a total of 5 minutes on. So an hour and 15 minutes of the hour and 20 on one phone. Where Motorola had three phones, 45 minutes.
Well, they're effectively... Efficient. Well, two of them were the same, and one was...
Yeah, I suppose one's just a bigger battery. But you could say that about the A20. The A20 was almost the same as the 920.
See, I wonder if the entire Kindle event or whatever is going to be shown at this event, you know, because they haven't announced anything yet, the whole experience could be 2 hours. The press conference could be one, and then it's the hands-on time. Because I was there for the Kindle DX launch, and the whole time that you're stuck there is about 2 hours. So usually Bezos goes up on stage... He starts talking about some numbers and how he loves reading and you love reading and the Kindle disappears when you are reading, all that fun stuff. And then he'll finally go into his presentation. So, he's a bit of a showman. He seems to like that kind of, here's the reveal, showing off the new Kindle. So I'm hoping it's the whole press conference is not 2 hours.
I'm hoping that we get a live stream. I'm keeping an eye on CNET. They have live video. Right now, it's just Brian Tong and Donald Bell talking the way we're talking. I don't know if they have an actual camera down there or not. I haven't heard. But if anybody sees an actual live stream of what Amazon is talking about from inside their hall, let us know. We'll keep an eye on it. And maybe they'll even start their announcement sometime soon.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Keeping everybody waiting a little bit longer.
And Gadget is entertaining themselves by batting around different names for an updated Kindle. The Flame, the Ignite, the Wick, the Arson.
The Arson.
Not.
I don't think the Arson is going to happen. No.
That would be very bold, though.
Yeah.
I mean. Hard to contain. What about wildfire?
The wildfire? It sounds like something that would be have an issue.
That's,
like,
that's got an unlocked bootloader. It's open
displacing
source.
Displacing people. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just destroying ecosystems.
Yeah.
Actually, if it works on everything.
Actually,
you go.
The wildfire helps to maintain ecosystems by clearing out dead brush.
So they're going
to. It's essential
so
to.
Killing
a
out the brush of lousy tablets.
Yeah, right.
That's what they'll do.
Right.
The wildfire. The controlled fire, actually. That's what it is.
Wow. There, Brian Heater. I got to say, he's got the snappiest comments of the live blogs that I'm looking
at. Nice to work with Brian Heater. He's
says
hilarious.
3,000% less Adele than last year's event.
They're playing lots of music. I mean, the thing is, there's no tells in these music unless Bright Lights, Bigger City by CeeLo. If there's some lyrics in there, I don't know them offhand. I'm going to assume that what they're saying by the title is that the Kindle will be brighter.
It's going to have better.
Yes.
And bigger.
It's going to be.
It'll be 50 feet. You won't be able to carry it.
Well, it will be brighter, right?
It'll crush you and you won't be able to go to the Apple event.
They have a 50-inch Kindle Fire. It fits in your living room. It's a television.
You see what you do to us, Amazon? You're making us crazy.
Or we're just going to give you ideas, stuff you could do.
They better not do 2 hours and start a half hour late. That's all I got to say. Windows Weekly fans will revolt, first of all.
I will revolt.
I will, too.
Will everyone else.
Yeah. I actually...
I'll just vault.
Have to prep for another show, so yeah.
Don't worry, the entire day is delayed, Sarah.
So, some people are like, "Will Windows Weekly be pushed back?" Yeah, I mean, we're going to cover this until the announcement is done, or Leo says I'm done, and we're starting Windows Weekly. But
we're sticking it out.
One of the reasons we don't cover every live announcement is because they would push our regular shows all over the place. So we try to pick the ones that we know you are the most interested in. That's why we do Apple, and I know people complain, but it is the most popular. Announcement that we do, and we've done other announcements, we've tried other announcements, so we know about what kind of audience to expect, and we did the Amazon announcement last year and had a lot of interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and there's always the downside, which is we have to delay and push other shows, and that's just the way it's gonna be. Amazon, we beg you. Oh, look, we're getting started finally.
Lights are down. 10:41.
I got to go to the restroom.
Is that a scheduled lights are down?
I actually do also. We're going to have to take turns.
Yeah.
Not our lights.
Oh, sorry. He was just trying to bring us a little bit of that.
Yeah,
I just want you to feel like you're there.
New
video is starting.
We're getting an ad right now.
For a Kindle.
The new Kindle. Is that what they're going to call it? They're going to steal a page from Apple?
No way.
A page?
Hey, get it? It's an e-ink reader without a physical button. Now, that's the one we saw in the television ad last night where they were just tapping on the screen.
Doesn't the Kindle touch?
I'll show the ad.
Shoot the button entirely? Yeah. Already?
No, I believe it has one button still on it.
That was the other one.
E-ink reader. Video of a new tablet with a larger display. Also seems to be a front-facing camera on the tablet as well.
And I'm just showing last night's ad for the video viewers. This is not the ad that they're playing.
Actually, they are showing the ad.
They're showing this ad?
Creating Kindle 4 Minute
Jeff
Mile.
Bezos,
showing an ad.
It has come on stage.
And here's Jeff. Bezos. That's not Jeff that you're seeing if you're watching.
Should just do a Mystery Science version
little kid,
of this.
Not Jeff. There he is.
What's
hey,
wrong,
I'm
Jeff?
That is essentially what we're doing. We're doing Mystery Science Theater.
It's wonderful.
When we don't get an actual stream. Now, why wouldn't Amazon? I mean, I Apple, I'm just used to not allowing anybody to stream live, but why wouldn't Amazon want to stream this live? I think they did last year, didn't they?
I think they made it available. I don't remember if it was streaming live. Maybe they just want to
control the experience.
Exactly. When there's a demo fail, if you watch the Nokia stream, I tried to do that the other day. That was hard to load. It took me about like 30 refreshes to get it to work. And then there were several demo fails during the live demo. Which I'm sure Nokia would love to have edited out.
Bezos says, I hope you enjoyed that new TV spot. I hope it captures the spirit of Amazon. So, yeah, it was intentional.
That's a really bold move to go like, oh, by the way, we're just going to run the ad the day before.
Yeah, were you watching the football game?
You know, opening day.
Jeff Bezos wearing a blue blazer, no tie. It's like doing baseball on the radio. Dressed in his blue blazer and no tie, Bezos steps up to the podium, says, we love to invent, we love to pioneer, and we love turning down alleys that turn out to be blind alleys.
Shiny
but every
brown
once in a while,
shoes.
One of those blind alleys ends up turning into a bright avenue.
What?
Yep.
Is he feeling okay?
He's been watching the...
He pulled a page from TNT and is reading an email from a customer.
It's a little early in the show, Bezos.
Let's see what's incoming.
Talking about Amazon Prime.
Incoming message.
He's been watching the conventions. He knows how to say things that sound nice but don't mean anything. I'm sure you get dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of emails daily, so I'll keep it brief. Thank you. Every time I see that white paper on the front page of Amazon, I know that I'm about to get more for my money than I thought I would. I signed up for Prime for the shipping, yet now I get movies, TV, and books. You keep adding more, but not charging more, so thanks again for all the additions. And now, the new raised price of Amazon. No, I'm just kidding.
And the email's name is Ryan. His last name suspiciously left off. I'm going to think his last name is Bezos. Ryan Bezos, his brother.
We leave people's last names off. That's actually just protecting...
the innocent.
Protecting the anonymity.
Let's see. That joke is already done. So now I have joke tweets coming up that things will ship before you order them. It's like, wait a second, that almost looked real.
Customers are smart. Last year, there were more than 24 Android tablets launched into the marketplace and nobody bought them.
Quite the pandering right there. Customers are smart.
You're smart. You bought our product.
Next, the customers are good looking.
So
the customers have lost weight.
Dogging on Android tablets.
Well, I mean, he's got some leverage there.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about
as far as sales are concerned,
the thing about Android tablets in general is that, I mean, they were spec wise very much similar, and the only thing that differentiated them was what can you access at that point. And when the Google Play Store didn't have a ton of tablet applications.
Well, that's exactly what he's saying. It's not about gadgets, it's about services.
Right, and that's what the Kindle Fire gives you access to. You have an ecosystem built into that. And that seems like that made the Fire so successful, even though spec-wise, it was kind of a dog compared to other devices.
When I say that's what he's saying, I'm not saying I'm interpreting him. That's literally what he was saying. There was a big slide that said no gadgets, services. So now they're going on to touting the products they have, like Amazon Instant Video and the Kindle and all the platforms that they're available on. It comes out of the box with content preloaded, makes recommendations for you. And this looks like they're angling towards the primacy of Amazon Prime as their big announcement. We'll see.
Well, yeah, that, and I think, you know, with this slide that was showing that Amazon content's available on Xbox and PlayStation 3, those were somewhat recent additions, I believe. These rumors that Amazon would have their own set-top box or something like that, if they can get on every device like Netflix has, this gives them a huge advantage, because that's one of the things a lot of people ask me about. Like, how do I watch this on television? If you have an Xbox, you can do this. If you have a PS3, you can do this. Or Roku.
Trying to remind people about the lending library. Trying to make it sound like, they're going through the numbers. Here's how many titles we have in the lending library. Here's how many movies and videos we have with our new Epix deal. And now talking about hardware. Hardware is a critical part of the service, he says.
I guess so. You can't watch any of the content without the hardware. So he's right. Once again.
They even underlined it so that you know they mean business. Critical.
I'm being very critical of your hardware.
Oh, there's some kind of graph. They're intersecting. What's going on?
Physical books sold as opposed to Kindle books sold. Kindle books sold risen exponentially since 2009.
It's so easy to buy a book on the Kindle. That's one of the worst things. I'm like, oh, I can just push it. Okay, one click. I bought this. Versus going to a store, picking up an actual book. It's an actual, that's a task. So, I mean, the Kindle's really made it easy to buy books, even though you might not be an avid reader.
And now they're watching a video for the new Kindle. Customers talking about what they think about it, which they like it.
It's interesting that physical books sold. I mean, that part of the graph is still rising. Much more conservatively, but
people are still reading.
More people are reading is what I get out of this graph, which sounds great. We're all obviously extremely smart.
What are they reading, though? They could be reading 50 Shades of Grey or something.
Yeah, this is twice.
They're buying two copies, three copies.
Well, it is a trilogy.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't know much about this book, and I think I'm going to stop talking.
Now, when they
say
the new Kindle, are they indicating that's what the name's going to be, or are they just talking? I mean, right now, if you go to kindle.amazon.com, it says introducing the all-new Kindle family, which is the Kindles from last fall that were announced.
I don't believe they've named it.
All right, we've got a new Kindle. out on the table.
Okay, what does it do? It's singing and dancing. No, it's not.
Oh, this is not on the this is not the press event.
It is backlit.
Super white, bright display.
So if you were sick,
the paper white.
If you were sick and tired of having a book light on your Kindle, you don't have to have that anymore with this new Kindle.
Thank goodness, because MG reads with that thing, and he just looks ridiculous.
This is something Barnes & Noble's had with the Simple Touch. I forget what they have a name for the one with the light in it, but the backlit...
it's a frontlit device.
Okay, that's going to help, because otherwise, if you have this backlight, that sort of is an eye strain. That's one of the reasons why it's effectively a book light that's built in. So as long as it isn't, I wonder how much weight it adds, if any, because the Kindles have become incredibly light.
And I wonder if it's still e-ink or if they've moved to a different technology. It's supposed to have a sharper display. You could change the fonts. I'll keep it on Helvetica, though, he says, because he has watched the documentary Helvetica.
Well, apparently there were studies showing that if you put a font that you don't like, something like Comic Sans, the retention is higher. So if he wants to retain the information in his Kindle books...
Because your brain has to work harder.
Right, he might want to have something ugly, not Helvetica.
Kindle.amazon.com, not updated. I'll keep refreshing that if anybody notices.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kindle Paperwhite.
All right, the Kindle Paperwhite.
Kindle Paperwhite.
It just sounds weird.
It totally sounds weird.
Not so far. Kindle Fire sounded silly as well, I thought. But Kindle sounded
but
funny.
But Fire sounds like, ooh, okay, I don't know. This new tablet's on fire. Paperwhite sounds like paperweight.
Yeah.
It really
sounds
does.
Like you're mispronouncing paperweight.
Yeah, and that sounds like something that
or
isn't
from
a
East
good
Texas.
Product.
It's the paperwhite. It keeps my paper
or that.
Flying away in the wind.
No offense to anyone from East Texas.
This goes with that same Amazon naming convention of Kindle keyboard. What does the Kindle keyboard have? It's got a keyboard. What about the Kindle Touch?
Paperwhite.
It is black and white e-ink, 25% more contrast, 212 pixels per inch, 62% more pixels.
That's going to make reading on this a lot easier. It's going to look more like paper. So if look at the first generation Kindles, pretty impressive technology, but it looked kind of grainy. But this is going to make it look like a printed page even further. So this is, especially with that white background, it could make it just feel like a real book as opposed to, oh yeah, I'm using this other device.
Patented light guide capacitive touch. I'm not seeing any buttons. Do you see anything?
No, I see no buttons.
How do you turn it on? Got to have a button at the top.
There's no
right?
buttons on the front, so right. possibly there's
got to be one up on the top.
I wonder if there should be like a volume rocker
on the edge
as well.
Now you might control the volume from the screen.
It's true. Although I think the Kindle Fire didn't have physical volume controls, and people were very frustrated with that.
It's a flattened out fiber optic display that gives the light nano imprinted. To help keep the light even. And the light is directed down on the display, like the Nook, like you were talking about. That's why I use the iPad to do my reading, because I want the light. But you're right, it shines up into your face, and that's annoying. I mean, obviously, the light is reflecting off the screen and coming back at you. It's not like the light stays going
stays
the other
there. Well, it's perfect in the bedroom, perfect in direct sunlight. People are going to love this device. They're going to love
the
light.
We think they're going to love it.
In fact, they're going to love it so much, they're going to leave it on all the time.
8 weeks of battery life with the light on.
Wow.
I don't believe that.
Well, why? You just don't think it's possible?
No, because every time my Kindle 2, like, oh, it's got 6 weeks or 6 months of battery life, and it would be dead in weeks.
This is what the Kindle is good at, though. Is battery life. So if they've got something like this to tout, you know that they've tested it.
It's the same thickness as the Western Digital hard drives, 9.1 millimeters.
It's thinner than a magazine, lighter than a paperback.
And a thin bezel.
7.5 ounces.
Everybody wants a thin bezel.
So it's black. Why did they go with that?
Black bezel, you mean?
Yes. I mean, one of the
contrast.
One of the things... Bezos said with the original Kindle was he wanted the device to disappear. That's why it was white. So it would look like the page. So I think it's I guess black is not
disappearing. Maybe you couldn't match the white and it looked too weird.
That would be an odd contrast. Like when you have a black bezel on a television, you notice how not true that black is.
Right.
Amazon Kindle Paperwhite Sorry, I can't get past that horrible name. The rest of it looks good. Bad name.
I bet they're just going to tout it as the Kindle. It's the Kindle with paper, like Paperwhite. It'll be just the bottom thing.
What'd you get for your birthday? Oh, I just got a Paperwhite.
I really like that voice. You should do it all the time.
It's only 7.5 ounces. It's not much of a Paperwhite. That's one of the problems. They need a heavier Kindle.
We hand-tune every font to the pixel grid. Now, that just sounds ridiculous.
Like, not just putting together words.
We hand-tooled fonts. He said tune, but...
Samick, that's a good point in chat. Notes, iPad got a lot of flack, too, when it first came out.
Yep.
And that's true.
And that was a weirder name, to be honest, to me, than Paperwhite.
Yeah.
Paperwhite just sounds... Yeah. Like you're trying to say something else. iPad sounded ridiculous.
Well, it sounded totally like something else. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Paperwhite. Paperwhite.
I like saying all of these words together.
So see? That's not good.
The Amazon, Kindle, Paperwhite. All those words together 20 years ago mean nothing.
Correct.
Now, well, these are the things. The font sizes and everything really doesn't matter to me. I don't do much with that. But I know it's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, I could see that. I like having smaller fonts because I want less page turns. Because I don't know how this device will refresh or not. But there is that annoying black refresh or the white refresh every couple of pages. And if you don't have to do that as much, you can get a lot more out of your device. The other thing is don't forget that it's only when it turns pages does it use power. Apart from the light in this device, so that if you could fit more on that screen, you have less page turns, which means you have a longer battery life. So if you like reading tiny print, like I do, it could be pretty nice.
A lot of light levels, too, according to Engadget, you adjust it by dragging your finger up and down.
What does this say? It says 12 minutes left in chapter. I don't understand. How much time is left?
So it's estimating how much time you take to read?
Is it judging me? So.
I like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Read faster.
Do you know if you have time to finish the chapter? Oh, it'll take me about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I do skip ahead to see where the chapter ends, to see will I stay up
long enough. How much time? Yeah.
Or I'll just go backwards the chapter.
I can't tell if this would be really, really helpful or stressful.
Right.
And
because you'll be tempted to really read fast.
Yeah.
Just to cram it all in.
Right. And then you're
minutes
like,
left and your chapter will self-destruct.
You have 12 minutes.
You start reading faster. Yeah, totally.
6 hours and 46 minutes left in book. That's interesting. They're fitting a little bit. You know, these little extra features you can get. They're showing off Amazon X-Ray.
Which has been there.
Yeah, that was introduced a while ago. You could see the instances of like a person being shown up in the book, how often it happens and when. It's kind of difficult to have new features in what's effectively just a display. It's like, look, mm-hmm. We're going to show you a book, but what else can they add? It's an interesting way to go.
Rounded corners. Watch out for the patent lawsuits.
Uh-oh. Didn't you learn?
I just thought I'd get that joke out of the way. So you
is it, is it done?
Me. Yeah.
Okay. With 8 weeks of battery life with the light on, obviously you can't read all day every day. What else could you do with that little ambient light the rest of the time? There's 2 months.
Well, you just turn it off and then you get even more than 8 weeks.
I was trying to be, you know...
Trying to find another use for it?
I was trying to be creative.
Well, Sarah, actually, what you're
I was
doing
thinking about making it a keychain.
Could you help a plant grow
overnight? Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a very good
one. You could bring light.
That's just a lot of battery life. You're right. You can make a room less dark.
Shelob's lair.
I still think it's a nightlight.
You leave it. Yeah, you leave it in the bathroom. And then if you have to get up in the middle of the night, you don't have to turn on the lights.
Like a beacon.
And upset your cats.
They're making a big deal out of free storage in the cloud, which they've done from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, that's the hot thing right now, right?
And WhisperSync and et cetera. But I guess maybe there's somebody in the audience who has never heard of that.
If they removed WhisperSync?
$119.
That'd be crazy. Okay.
Now, does that mean they're going to be an ad-supported version that's $99?
I hope so.
Because that's a weird price.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
That's usually what they do.
Mm-hmm.
$119. You can pre-order today. Ships October 1st.
I think I've got myself a birthday gift.
Oh, I'm not buying this. I don't buy e-ink devices anymore. I did buy the last Kindle, but then I gave it away, so.
And that person didn't even want it. That's the weird thing. Thomas just gave it away to somebody.
Free 3G on the $119 device.
I'm curious about if it has that same limitations as the previous Kindle, where you only had access to Wikipedia and you were able to download books from Amazon if you're on 3G.
Honestly, on the e-ink, isn't that all you need?
See,
I mean, I know it's nice to hack around and be like, hey, I got some free internet, but
with the original Kindles, it was kind of painful to see the web, but considering the amount of power they have actually put into the Kindle, you probably could get away with some rudimentary things like checking Twitter or checking your voicemail, actually like your texts, I guess, that way, if you use something like Google Voice. So it could be a useful device.
Well, and the 3G isn't entirely free. It's $179 for that model.
Oh, wait.
So it's $119 for the Wi-Fi version, $179 for the 3G version.
Very curious about that now.
Now he's talking about last year's $79 Kindle.
They're going to bring that down to $49, I bet. They're going to...
That's a good call. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's going to be ad-supported, $49, and it's going to be like the thing you put in everybody's stocking at the end of the year, because it's Amazon has been really aggressive bringing the price down on their lowest model Kindle. People like that device so much that we decided we'd keep it. So I guess they're not changing it.
Someone on Twitter just noted that a Paperwhite is a type of flower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is.
It's a beautiful flower.
The Paperwhite Narcissus is the full name. And it's very cute.
I think I dated
it's
that.
$69 it's $69 now. The Kindle is now $69, ships September 14th. It's also black.
New fonts, crisper text.
It's got buttons. So this is the one without touch.
Ships October 1st.
Well, that's the Paperwhite.
Oh,
the
Paperwhite,
$69
yeah.
Kindle ships September 14th.
They couldn't get it down to $49. I wonder if that's the ad-supported or not.
These are none of them ad-supported, so they may unveil some new prices here, I would expect.
Yeah, actually, if it's minus 20.
And then that one would be 50.
Yeah, if it's minus 20 on each one.
Or it could be 40, yeah.
Wow, $49.
Nah, it'll be 50, you're right. I typed it wrong. $69, ships September 14th. New fonts, crisper text. Minor upgrade to that one.
They're claiming faster page turns, though. 15% faster page turns. For you very quick readers. If you don't have the patience for that refresh.
Those of you who just couldn't finish that chapter in 12 minutes due to the excruciatingly slow page turns.
It used to be painful.
The wait is over.
It's way back in the day.
White is over.
The white has just begun.
Invention doesn't stop with the hardware is the slide they're showing on stage right now.
Okay.
So
sounds
service.
Like.
They made a big deal about services at the beginning of this.
They're going to make you write your books now.
Well, they do that, right? They've got a publishing
company. That'd be interesting. They're like, all Kindles come with these sets of books for free.
I mean, now they're talking about rejection letters sent to Stephen King and Dr. Seuss. So they're going to compare themselves
to authors that at first were sort of laughed
famous
out
authors
of,
who got rejected.
Yeah.
Every author gets rejected. That's just part of the business. That's why I don't actually ever submit any of my novels.
Not every author has, you know, the sales of a Stephen King, though.
Correct.
So
most don't.
99.9% do not.
Where's he going with this, though? Like, Amazon got rejected by what?
I would think this is about the Amazon Publishing Group. Where they will let more people sell their books directly. I mean, they already had this, I believe.
That's right.
So maybe they're opening up the program or they're just reinvigorating it a bit.
I don't know what else they could do. I mean, anybody can start and self-publish on Amazon.
Right.
And they've got an imprint.
I might just be Amazon touting it a bit more. That's about it.
Oh, that would be lame.
Yes. This is a press conference.
They're hyping it up more. This is early. They're not going to, that's a minor announcement. I don't think that's it.
Well, I'd like to see where they're going then.
The thing that occurs to me is how many authors did stop after 40 rejections. How many great manuscripts are sitting in a drawer somewhere? Well, this is playing into your theory here.
They're going to publish every rejected manuscript ever for free for you guys.
Kindle Direct Publishing.
Are the creators we've never known? Yeah, Kindle Direct Publishing. It's been a while for a while.
Yeah.
My book's on there. You could buy it. You really have no interest.
Okay, so they're just touting it again. Authors can publish in hours, publish for free, keep their copyrights, publish on their schedule, distribute globally, and receiving royalties to 70%. So it just seems like they're pushing that the fact that Kindle content can be produced by independent authors, which they've already had. And they actually they're showing a graph right now of the book selection since 2008.
This is a good reminder, though, for people. I mean, either you... Maybe, I don't know, the first time you heard about direct publishing, you weren't actually a publisher, and you are now, and it's a good reminder, or you're hearing it for the first time.
It's also a good way to differentiate themselves from other e-ink e-readers, because there's a lot of competition right now. There's Kobo, there's Barnes & Noble, there's all kinds of things that they have to compete against. If they can say, oh, by the way, we have a bigger selection because everyone's using our program.
Lame.
Yes.
Amazon says of the top 100 Kindle books, 27 of them are from the Kindle Direct Publishing Program.
It's a lot, I will say.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's Amazon, right? You're saying on Amazon, stuff that Amazon publishes and makes available is selling well. It's like saying the Kindle is the top-selling electronics on Amazon, right?
And one of the things is, if I remember right, Amazon did incentivize the publishers or the authors to have a lower cost structure. That way, they would get, like, I think, a higher cut of profits when it came to this. It wasn't 70-30. I think it was like 80-20 if you kept your price lower. So if you have lower priced books, they should sell in volumes compared to the higher priced.
Well, and on iBooks, I'm sure books that are created on the Apple platform are great sellers. In fact, that's why Patricia Harkins Bradley exists, because they were going after that exact thing. So, yeah, there's some great success stories, and they're talking about Teresa Reagan as one of them. But none of this is new. That's the only thing that's getting me. They're spending some valuable time telling us stuff we already know.
Well, I think they're about to announce.
That's what I'm wondering. When's the other shoe?
The next step.
I've seen that shoe. Do you have another shoe?
Well,
I'd like to see you drop it.
Yes, can't have like hot announcement, then super hot announcement after. You're going to have that little.
You got to
cool down with, oh, by the way, we have this other thing. Remember this? Yeah. Okay. Next. Let's get you guys going again, because, I mean, it's good to know that they have this publishing if you never didn't know about it before. But like Lance Ulanoff on Twitter is like, this isn't new. I have a published last month as well. So people know about this.
Looks like another commercial with some of the publishers talking about
some of the
great experience this has been.
The authors who got rejected and then went to Kindle Direct.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle
and are
pages.
Now bestsellers.
You know, and they're talking about Kindle Direct. There's also Amazon. I can't remember what it's called. It's called Pages, where you can actually have print books done through Amazon as well, not just Kindle books.
I don't know anybody who's done that I can think of.
Done what?
Gotten print books.
You do. You just don't know you do. Greg Brannon.
You're right. I didn't know that.
He just published a book through Amazon print version.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that's just something I can order right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's called Desert Standard Time.
Bezos is asking the audience to give a round of applause to the direct publishing authors in the audience today.
He's asking them to do the hokey pokey. He's saying left.
Please incentivize them to write more. We get 30%.
That's right. We get to keep a much larger percentage.
We also win.
Yeah. There's a funny thing about physical media. Short things work, called magazine articles, and long things work, called books. That's really funny.
We're all looking at the Verge live feed, aren't we?
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. Engadget can't be that close. Well, their live feed is working really well.
Kindle singles, 3.5 million short. Shorts that aren't novels. So they're talking about Kindle.
3.5 million sold.
This is the lull.
They wrote short.
It's like, okay. Stuff that we knew about.
So you're coming over to my way of thinking now.
I'm not impressed.
Stuff we already know.
Well, give me a
new
shoe.
If you're
going to
do a two-hour announcement, it better be packed with
to
new.
My theory of new, lull, new.
Yeah. They're still in the lull.
They didn't start with a lull. That was the other thing. They didn't go with let's go over sales.
Oh, here, new. Kindle cereals.
They have marshmallows?
Crunchy.
S-E-R-I-A-L-S.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he, you know, he's talking about how Oliver Twist originally put out as a cereal in magazines. Buy once, receive all future episodes, automatic and seamless. You know, John Scalzi is doing this for his next book. I don't know that he's doing it through Kindle, but he is doing it with Tor, his publisher. He's serializing his novel as ebooks.
Is this? I mean, it's an interesting approach. I mean, I don't know. Is this a killer thing?
I mean, this is not the same as the Hunger Games series, where there are more than one book in a series. This is almost a comic model.
Yeah. So yeah, good example, because you can get the comics every month, and then you can also wait until the trade comes out and get all of a certain year or a certain range
season
bound
pass
into
kind
one.
Of thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
New issues get appended to the back of your current issues. Okay, that's interesting. So you're not just getting like, you don't have like 14 different files. They end up being into one. That's just nice for management when you're looking at a screen like this.
So they've got Neil Pollack, Evie Anderson, Carol Culver, Andrew Peterson. These are some of the authors that will be doing serials coming out. A yoga murder mystery. Nice.
Mm.
8 titles in all for the launch.
So that's new and somewhat exciting.
It's interesting. I'm sort of on the fence of whether this is going to take off or not. I mean, remember Stephen King tried it with The Green Mile.
Pricing right here. All will be print. $1.99.
For all the episodes.
For all their installments. Dickens books will be re-released as well. So,
but wait a minute. So I don't get to, as an author, to pick my price.
I don't know if
which I can in every other situation.
I don't know if that works in conjunction with or in opposition to Kindle Direct Publishing.
When do these 8 first titles launch? First 8 titles. And they're also doing Pickwick Club and Oliver Twist for free. That's cool. So you get to experience Dickens in the original Dickensian way. Serialized.
Yeah, you would think as an author, $1.99? I mean, depends on how many installments, right?
Is it Kindle Fire time?
All right, let's talk about the Kindle Fire.
It's clobbering time.
That's right. The thing is coming.
All right, let's get into the Kindle Fire. We got Paperwhite. Now we get Structure
Blaze.
Fire.
The number one best-selling item on the Amazon.com is the Kindle Fire. Amazon has said that a million times, it seems like. But they've never
actually
said
that they have 20% of the tablet market.
Yeah, they also.
And that's hard to back up.
They've never released actual numbers of these percentages. Yeah. People have extrapolated that.
I think they probably have 15 to 18%, which they could round up to 20.
Which is, it's just, you almost have to, you know, it's like a little winky wink because Amazon just doesn't release numbers. Yeah. So they say
I've seen
like
analyst
that.
Estimates that are around the same.
Yeah,
same.
I think a little
I don't think
bit
they're
lower.
Stretching it too much. They are stretching it a bit, though, I agree.
They are quoting a Gizmodo writer.
They are quoting reviews of the Kindle Fire.
Mm-hmm.
They found a good review of the Kindle Fire. The Kindle Fire is a spigot, and Prime tastes delicious, says Sam Biddle.
Now, remember when the Fire came out, people were pretty pumped up about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sold quickly.
Yes,
and
that's
then
right.
tailed off quickly, yeah. It seemed like.
And there was a lot of like, yeah, it doesn't feel like an iPad, and it's not supposed to. It's, you know, half the price. They've got that Kindle Fire 22% of tablet sales figure up again.
22 now.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was originally 22.
It's getting bigger.
22%. Yeah.
Okay.
It was 15 22. Is like 16. Like 17.
22 is basically 25.
It's basically half.
Yeah.
Basically half.
Especially all the tablets.
Okay. So
we
here
sold
we go.
All the tablets.
We have the new Fire. It's got a new. It says new faster processor. They gave no spec. Twice the amount of RAM. 40% faster performance. They're saying and longer battery life. Once again, Amazon is not telling you specs necessarily as to what improvements have been made.
It does look like that prototype we saw last week.
So 1 gig of RAM up from 512.
Ships September 14th, Kindle Fire for $159. So it's a revised version of the previous edition.
I see.
This isn't the...
So this is an upgraded version of the Kindle Fire they've already been selling. Not
and
necessarily the new Kindle Fire.
Pre-order today. Ships September 14th, $159.
That is
crazy.
That's a great price.
Yeah, it is.
$159.
Let's just call it $160.
The Kindle Fire HD now coming out on stage.
Okay.
Everybody's going the HD route, aren't they?
Right now, we're blazing through product announcements, no pun intended, really, seriously. So if this is going to end up being a two-hour announcement, which someone touted on one of these live blogs, there's going to be a lot of other non-Kindle stuff. There would have to be.
There's the Kindle Fire HD, 10-inch model.
If they come out with a phone at the end of this announcement...
Front-facing camera.
I'm going to howl like a hyena.
Well, you're just going to do that at iPad Today later, too.
Well, so. That's like a wolf.
And okay. We decided to go big, a 10-inch model, too.
Oh,
so there's a
7-inch okay.
HD and...
We got there Bezos holding it up. 7 in one hand, 10 in the other.
Yeah. There were rumors saying that the 10 wasn't actually going to happen. That was obviously
look at that smile.
Wrong. But
there were rumors that it would be two 7-inch versions. Yeah, and it appears right. That's
so
true.
The Fire now is like the E-Ink. We have three versions. We have a base model, $159. Then we have a high-def model. And then we have a 10-inch model.
8.9-inch, 1920 by 1200 display, 250 pixels per inch. That's pretty impressive.
1920 by 1200.
What's the PPI of the iPad, the new iPad? I think it's the same.
And I think that matches the next.
Let's see, 264.
Okay, so we're in the range, 254 versus 264.
And it's actually not a 10-inch, it's an 8.9-inch.
He says, is it a little more expensive? Yes. Is it worth it? Absolutely.
So this is what we're looking at right now is the 10-inch, is that right?
Well, you're looking at a slide, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out when it says stunning display. Okay, so the 8.9-inch. 1920 by 1200 resolution for a 9-inch, or what they're calling the 10-inch tablet. That's actually really good. That's definitely...
Polarizing filter to cut down on glare.
That's a big deal. I mean, Amazon's been pretty...
25% less glare,
they've been
says.
Aggressive mocking other tablets because you can't use them with direct sunlight. And the Kindle has been really good as a brand when it comes to e-ink, being able to see in sunlight. So if they can reduce glare.
I love these Hunger Games stills. Look at that. Hooray! Laminated touch sensor!
Well, you can watch that.
We won!
Well, she is the girl on fire. I'm sure that's...
So she's the girl on...
Wow, I would not have made that connection. Mm-hmm. You think that they thought that through that? Wow, okay.
Can an HD tablet stop with an HD display?
I don't
Could
think
they also
so.
Have a Paperwhite?
I don't think it's possible.
You can't stop.
How are you going to stop yourself? You're going to run right into the wall.
There we go.
What are we looking at? They're showing the size of files.
Oh, there's an SD card slot?
Standard definition.
Oh,
standard. Version of Hunger Games, 785 megabytes.
Thank you.
HD version, 2.97 gigabytes.
Right.
It looks like they're probably talking about the amount of storage they will have. Because I believe the Kindle Fire shipped with 8 gigabytes of onboard storage, which was kind of, very little. And it didn't have a micro SD card expansion.
You don't want to be that guy in the gym who over-exercises one muscle group. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Right? No, I don't.
Okay, so with bigger...
Yeah, what does that mean?
We got
who does that?
OMAP 4470 processor from Texas Instruments. Okay. Still waiting on... I'm assuming they're going to have a lot of...
Interesting that they're giving us that detail of spec for the new one.
Well, that means they're probably going after a different market if they're going to actually explain some of the internals. They're actually going through...
Now, is it the TI OMAP 4470 for both the 7 and 8.9-inch, or am I confused on how many tablets?
I believe we're just talking about the 10-inch right now.
All right. It's 8.9, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it was mistakenly called 10 by one of the live blogs because the larger one just looked like a larger one. I'm not sure.
Now he's talking about how much better TI is than Tegra 3. That's because they bought TI. I mean, they bought the chip from TI. iPad has a single speaker. This has dual stereo speakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good.
You kind of have to have two if you're doing stereo.
Yeah.
It's a way to go.
There is no...
Hard otherwise.
No stereo.
How about sound? Don't you want glorious sound?
Well, it's not going to be glorious. Let's just say that right now. But it is better than one single mono speaker, which is just insulting.
One of the things that gets mocked in general is the stereo separation you can get on something that small.
Oh, yeah. You don't get any.
Dolby Digital Plus.
Okay.
Dolby Digital Plus.
Nifty.
Yeah.
It's nifty.
Exclusive audio engine to Kindle Fire HD.
First tablet with Dolby Digital Plus.
I wonder if I could plug in a pair of headphones, listen to 5.1.
Well, I think that probably means HDMI out with Dolby Digital Plus going out to your TV.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Would think so.
Wait, there's an HDMI
Which they didn't... Well, the Dolby Digital Plus, you're not getting that necessarily in your headphones. It's multi-channel, so you have to be able to output that somewhere. I would imagine that goes HDMI, which is definitely an upgrade from the original Kindle Fire.
Now they're talking about buffering. And they're saying other tablet makers don't pay enough attention to Wi-Fi. So this is a distinguishing factor.
Wi-Fi matters. Okay. I wonder if they're going to somehow bring this together with their Silk system where they Amazon speeds up page
deliveries. Yeah, they didn't seem to tout that much these days, the whole Silk thing. And I don't think people were that impressed by it.
Oh, they'll just bring it back next for the next press conference, and they'll spend 20 minutes on it.
And just call it felt. Some other kind of cloth.
Wi-Fi matters. It's crucial on tablets. 2.4 gigahertz has been around. The band has been around 15 years, and it's crowded.
That's true.
Very true.
I have lots of interference in my living room for that reason.
Showing a slide of 5 gigahertz, showing there's a lot less interference there. There's two antennas.
Okay.
Two speakers and two antennas? That's crazy.
An antenna for each speaker.
All right. I can't wait anymore. I'll be right back.
Tag out.
Gotta do it.
Sarah's going to Santa Monica to pick up one of the fires right now.
They automatically, racing. They automatically select which antenna has less fading. So it's kind of like being double mic'd. You know, right. If one of the mics starts to go, you still got the other mic to pick up your sound.
So one antenna on 2.4 and one on 5? Is that what's going on here?
That's not what they're saying.
Like, I'm
they're
just
saying
curious,
they've got two antenna and the antenna pick up.
I'm getting that update now. I see what you mean. Your hand can't get in the way that way.
Right, because you can't hold it wrong.
Right.
MIMO. There we go.
MIMO?
MIMO. Mm-hmm.
Explain.
They're going to explain it themselves.
What's MIMO?
Is it multiple input, multiple output?
No. Well, what they've got MIMO. There's one more. It's called MINO.
It's a Wi-Fi technology, so you can. I'm just trying to remember what the acronym stands for.
Multiple input, multiple output. MIMO built in. All right.
The slide now reads: radio would be simpler if there were no objects in the world. Okay.
It would be awfully hard to exist if there were no objects in the world.
This is very true.
Because you would be an object.
But radio would be better in the non-existence.
True.
This is surprisingly tech-oriented, considering Amazon usually goes, this is what it does, this is how it acts. They don't necessarily go into the internals.
And that's what they were doing up until this. And now they got where they're going deep dive.
They actually talked about the processor. Yeah. They are talking about their Wi-Fi antennas and using MIMO. It's different, a different approach. It seems like to me that this 8.9-inch Kindle Fire HD is meant for a higher end. Because I believe it says, if you want a device like this, you're going to have to pay for it. So I think this is going to be, I'm really curious about the price on this one.
Sometimes these things bother me, though. With enough computational horsepower, you can turn this on its head. What is he talking about? Oh, the fact that echoes become opportunities. So they're going to do some processing to make echoes actually improve the reception. This reminds me of Silk. We're going to go into a deep dive telling you about how this amazing technology we've developed works, but we'll have to see it in reality to see how much it really makes a difference.
Yeah, for something like the Kindle Fire, I mean, if they don't put a lot of onboard storage, it's really important that it can handle Wi-Fi strongly, because if it can't keep getting all the content from Amazon's cloud servers, that's a problem. So the fact that Amazon went through the effort to have dual band 2.4 gigahertz and 5.0 gigahertz antennas in there, that just shows that they want to make sure that when you're using the device, it can show you the actual content, because that's what it's about at the end, right? It's all about user experience. You want to be able to watch the content that's on your tablet.
Yeah. Nilay Patel is echoing what you're saying on Twitter. He says, Bezos might well be saying, we made this so you could rent movies from Prime because Android tablets apps suck.
So now they're comparing the Kindle Fire HD to the iPad 3 to the Nexus 7.
Interesting that they're calling it the iPad 3, by the way.
Well, they could write the new iPad. It almost sounds like they would be promoting it.
Yeah. I guess it's, you're right. We're not going to call it that. Like, we're not going to say Yahoo with an exclamation point.
Yeah, so the Kindle Fire beats the crud out of the iPad with two antennas. iPad 3 only has one antenna, no MIMO. And clearly,
that slide right there, you know, talking about how the Kindle Fire, the successor, you know, would have to outspec the 7. Now, mind you, the 7 is a 7-inch tablet compared to what I think we're looking at is still the 10-inch,
right?
That's
8.9, yes.
Mm-hmm. God, I keep saying 10. I need to change that. 8.9.
The larger.
But still, that slide is, that's definitely a significant improvement.
I don't know. Do we feel like Wi-Fi reception has been a huge thorn in our side, that this is something that we need? I mean, it's nice.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean?
We've got 2.4 and 5 capabilities in our router at home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it really does come in handy. Now, of course, this is obviously meant to be more mobile, but I think it's smart. I think that Amazon is aware that enough people will say, oh, yes, this is something that I have a problem with. Maybe not all of us. That it's a spec that's not just a throwaway thing.
Yeah, Amazon's claiming that their Wi-Fi, their Fire HD gets 31 megabits per second, which is faster than the iPad 3's 22, faster than the Nexus 7 20. Now, where this would really come in handy is when you want to watch really high bitrate video. So if you're going to watch an HD video mm-hmm. on your device, if you can, there's no way they're going to be throwing out a 31 megabit stream at you. But if you can get a higher quality stream of this content, you can enjoy your videos a little bit more because you're not seeing that bizarre pixelation that happens every now and then. You have that dropout of your signal and you degrade slightly. So if in theory this thing can handle Wi-Fi better, you can have a higher quality picture as you're watching it on Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like 16 gigs is the starting point for the HD. They even put up a tombstone with 8 gigs on it.
Yep.
How very, very cute. For a high-def device, 8 gigabytes is dead on arrival. Starting the Kindle Fire at HD
well, you're
at 16.
You're going to be running a lot of movies at once.
What they're starting
I
at.
I think that's right.
That makes it sound like there will be more than one capacity.
They added Anne Absolutely. Hathaway?
Yes.
Yep. Anne Hathaway. With every Kindle Fire HD, you get an Anne Hathaway.
She will greet you. You know how it already says, you know, Tom's Kindle? She'll be saying, hello, Tom, when you turn it on.
Free Anne Hathaway with purchase.
Can I only have Catwoman Anne Hathaway?
Yes. Is she customizable?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
I don't want the crazy one from that art movie where she had addictions.
They've added 100,000 audiobooks to Kindle Fire HD. Well, that's just Audible.
Whisper Sync for voice is Amazon's way of expanding reading time even more. So you can sync your book with your audiobook so you can listen and read in tandem. Well, I listen when I can't read.
Leo's cheering in there.
Leo's freaking out. He's undressing. He's very into Whisper Sync, apparently.
I wonder if they're going to start packaging audiobooks with you know, e-ink
books. It is huge.
Because, I mean, I know there have been times where I'm reading the 4-hour work week and I'm listening to it. It'd be great if they actually meshed up so I don't have to bother, like, trying to... Where was I? Was I? Because it doesn't seem... There's nothing that actually lines them up.
You mean going back and forth,
yes.
Right?
Like I was reading
not
a book.
Not reading along to someone.
No, reading a book at home, yeah. And then I'm going to go in the car, move it to the
Absolutely.
Audio version, then go back to reading.
Absolutely.
No, that's great.
That's an interesting.
I love that.
Yeah.
Bimodal
it also gets
reading.
You to buy two versions
that's
of what, content.
I hope they come up with a package then. Like you buy both at
right.
the same time. Because that's one of the reasons that the publishers were taking away the text-to-speech version.
Yeah, if you had to buy two versions, that would actually be a terrible...
I've been waiting for
twice as much just for that those few times that you do that.
I've been waiting for this just on audiobooks, just the Whisper Sync, because, you know, my iPad versus my iPhone, mm-hmm. I never listen to audiobooks on the iPad. I go and find my iPhone in the other room because of that. Mm-hmm. So this is amazing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, that I can go from print to audio,
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. I know why Leo was standing up and cheering in there because this is basically ends my need to pick between the formats. I can't like you said I can buy both.
But would you buy both? Would you pay
sometimes?
Yeah,
they're not going to have people buy two versions.
They're calling it
same cost.
Together. What if you could fuse together the Kindle book and the audiobook? Turns out you can, and we call it
immersion reading.
Okay.
Improved understanding with dual sensory reading.
I love that. That's exactly what I want every time. Every book I buy, if I can just choose and I pick up from whatever, because I don't read Cloud Atlas, I'm reading on audiobook. I don't read it when I go to bed at night because it's audiobook and I want to read print. It's quiet. It's nighttime. Time to go to sleep.
And mm-hmm. I've tried to turn on the Amazon, you know, that text-to-speech thing, and it just takes you out of it. And if you do have a professional narrator and hear in the audiobook version of it, It's a really different experience.
Oh, this is kind of fun. X-ray for movies.
Amazon owns IMDb.
He says, how about movies? If you were watching a movie on your Kindle Fire HD, wouldn't it be cool if you could tap the actor on the screen and learn more and see who's that guy? X-ray for movies. Yeah, so IMDb, obviously, great integration. This is like the second screen, but it's the first screen also.
You can just tap somebody's face, kind of like in Hulu. I think they have a beta version of that where you can find out information. But this is an interesting way to go, because if you want to see an actor, because the way the X-ray thing works for books is you can see where they are in the scenes. So if you just want to watch Elizabeth Banks in one movie, she only just her scenes, you should be able to find them just with this X-ray.
What happens when you click on X-ray? The movie plays in the background or it pauses?
It appears that it's in the background and there's an overlay with the IMDb information. Because I can see a play button on the
totally
left.
Out of the action.
Yeah.
That's I do IMDb cool. all the time while watching stuff.
Moving on to games.
WhisperSync for games?
People love games. Yeah, Bezos says, I'm amazed at how many games we've sold on the Kindle Fire.
I'm kind of amazed myself.
There's very one annoying thing about tablet games. You get 30 levels unlocked, and then for one reason or another, you have to reinstall, you have to get a new device, and you lose all those unlocked levels, and you have to start over.
This is like Game
Whisper Center. Sync for right. games.
This was a rumor that was floating around a few months ago.
It's sort of like Open Faint
yeah,
or
exactly.
something, except mm-hmm. it's coming from Amazon. So
yep.
All new email, world-class exchange support, they're saying, faster access to new email. Improved sync reliability, sync contacts and calendars, Gmail, Hotmail, and Yahoo. So this Kindle Fire HD is it's gunning for the high end.
And new Facebook app?
Custom Facebook application.
Skype, HD front-facing camera with custom HD integration?
HD front-facing camera, that's very interesting. Custom HD
integration. What does custom HD integration mean?
That means they built it for the Kindle.
Oh, I see.
They got Skype to do some coding.
Oh, wait a second. So wait, does the HD there mean that it's for the Kindle Fire HD front-facing camera, or is it actually a high-definition camera?
It means, I don't know.
Actual high-definition Skype.
I hope it's a high-definition
camera. I think they both mean high-def.
How do? That's what it means.
And promotional video.
I'm still waiting on. Of course, I'm kind of curious.
WhisperSync allows you to do things with kids. Kids love screens. We've got parental controls.
What do we think about the price of this? I mean, they haven't announced it yet. It seems like there's some really serious hardware in there. 8.9-inch screen, pretty high-res display, all kinds of things.
$399. Yeah, because Amazon's doing deep discounts on hardware because they want you to buy their stuff.
What do you think, Sarah? Do you think it's going to be $399? It's an 8.9-inch.
Just a guess.
They're not going to price it the same as the iPad. I don't think they would do that.
I was actually thinking that they would go lower than $399.
Well, for the 7-inch. I'm saying for the 8.9-inch.
No, I know what you're saying.
You're still saying lower than that?
I'm saying $379. Freak everybody out.
Jason, what do you got?
Kindle Free Time, by the way, is the name of the parental controls.
I was somewhere up around $399 for this. Although when you think about where the smaller version of the Fire and last year's Fire was around $200, man, that might even be too much. Yeah, between $350 and $399.
I think they're gonna shock everybody with $299.
This Kindle Free Time actually, we shouldn't give it short shrift because kids do play with tablets, and you have the ability to set how much time they can play games.
That's great.
How much time they can read books. So it's not setting time on the tablet itself. It's saying you can play games for 10 minutes. You can still use the tablet, but you can't play games anymore. You have to read or you have to do something else.
Now, they also have multiple profiles. Now, that's a big deal because when you get the Kindle Fire, if you hand it to your kid, it's associated with your account. So when you're doing one click all the time and buying things, you're like, oh, no, wait, that wasn't supposed to happen. And this was a huge issue for, like, when the first...
Those are Daddy's special videos.
When the Fire came out, people were really annoyed. How do you give it away as a gift when it's associated with my account? Does somebody else have to set it up? If you can have the multiple users right there, it changes things a bit because then you could say, okay, fine, he gets $5.
The screen turns blue when it's locked in Kindle Free Time, so you can tell from across the room that it's in the right mode.
It tattles? Snitch. It
yeah, this the profiles mode is definitely, it's actually something that's hinted to be coming in a future version of Android as well. I think it's a smart move for them to integrate it into here.
Well, also can drive the price up a little bit because you get one and the whole family can use it and you've got multiple profiles.
Yes, it becomes not just your tablet, everybody. Yeah.
But multiple people can't use it at the same time.
They could try.
No, but it's still...
It becomes a household.
You'll need one for
the convenience of having multiple profiles makes it easier to share.
Finally getting a demo of the tablet. I'm feverishly refreshing Kindle.amazon.com, but they haven't
haven't let anything on yet.
It's a small thing, but I really hope that they tweak the presentation of the images of the apps and things. You know how on the old Kindle Fire, depending on where you got your app from or whatever, they were blowing up these images. So the interface look great if everything was as sharp as it should be on that interface. And little things like that just kind of bug me on devices.
You don't see
like
that
this.
Pixelated icon.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, wow, that's really ugly. Hopefully they pay attention to that.
Somebody in the chat room asking if they're volume buttons. I don't know. They have not mentioned any hard buttons on this device yet. It's a regular black rounded cornered tablet.
The buttonless thing doesn't bother me. The Playbook came like that. It had buttons on the edge for volume rocker and power, but you did all the things on screen without buttons. And frankly, I prefer to do that on the iPad too. I turn on gesturing and do the close and open. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things you can't do easily with gestures. When you make the icon shake on iOS,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of that with a gesture. Or at least I haven't figured out the gesture if it exists. Mm. But I can do everything else with gestures, and I really prefer that.
The other thing is you're not accidentally, hitting the home button if it's on the bezel.
Yeah.
But that was one of the issues with the original Fire because of where the power button was. If you were holding it from the bottom, you could accidentally turn it off. So they got to balance that out.
So they're watching Hunger Games on the Fire HD, the part where her dress is on fire, and they pause it and get the X-ray.
You called it. Yeah, let's see. Who is this?
Why, that's Jennifer Lawrence.
What else has she been in?
Spoiler.
I'd like to know more about this actress.
Wow, they tell you the other people in the scene, too. Stanley Tucci and Lenny Kravitz.
That's great.
It does pause it, though, according to what mm-hmm. I'm seeing here.
Your focus has shifted.
That's good, actually, I guess.
It'd be nice to have the option.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, just let it go. It's a boring part.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to toggle that on and off. Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I'm not paying attention, there's a reason for that. The scene's really dull.
I don't know. Let's look her up. Looks stupid.
Wait, wasn't she that girl from X-Men? I should check on that.
So can I rent X-Men here? All right.
X-Ray, X-Men,
So that's the thing. That'd be interesting just to discover content and buy more Amazon content. As you go from the Hunger Games, you're like, oh, yeah, she was in X-Men First Class. Can I click that button to buy it? It seems like it'd be a very easy way to get you from one point, which is Amazon Prime, which is $89, to
stick it in Portrait, and you get Amazon's Famous Customers also bought. Right there with you.
Other titles, Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, I think...
How often do you guys buy something based on what customers also bought?
Pretty rarely.
Me too.
It happens from time to time.
I look at them a lot, though.
I'm used to it from Amazon. I mean, it's something I know well. As an Amazon feature, but I don't trust
I almost
anyone.
Never do it on Amazon. I use it on RDO when I'm making a playlist. People who added that also added this. Oh, yeah. It reminds me of bands and things like that.
That's true. A little bit different from music. Because music is like, oh, it's rock. I like rock. Movies.
I think I may have done that in the iTunes store and the Amazon MP3 store a couple times too.
I do actually in the App Store.
Yeah.
Apple's App Store, as I say. Ooh, what else did customers also buy?
So as you see the movies, you can add them to your watch list from X-Ray directly. So if you're like, oh, they have that, click it. You can have it on a queue. That was one thing that was missing from the Amazon apps for a long time was a watch list where you could just tell Amazon on the web, okay, I want to watch these 8 titles, queue them up. And that just came out, I think, it was just this year.
They're listening to the Fun record some nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we listen to it, we'll sing it for the next 4 years.
This is the demo portion, which is always the slower portion if you're not there.
They're like, here, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at the UI in detail. See? Carousel.
It's more fun if you're there because you get to watch the
hear
demo.
Stuff.
Yeah. You get to hear some nights and get it stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The display is going to look really good. The Asus Transformer Pad Infinity is a 10.1-inch tablet and has the same resolution. This is a smaller display, which is going to make it look a lot sharper. And I was really impressed by the Pad Infinity's display, as well as actually the Acer tablet that I'm reviewing right now.
Now Bezos is playing resolution. Temple Run?
He just stopped doing the presentation.
Oh, he has played Temple Run.
He's goofing around
a
lot.
Now.
He's got people captive. He doesn't really care.
The Verge says he kind of sucks at Jetpack Joyride.
Tells you how many levels you've completed, keeps your stats versus your friends.
It's a good thing. He's supposed to be running a company. He's not supposed to be doing this. You know, he's got...
This is part of running a company. If he was really good at Jetpack Joyride... He should be dog fooding Jetpack Joyride on the Kindle, though. He should be playing it more, frankly, if he was a responsible CEO.
Well.
We're disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Jeff.
He'll grow up, eventually.
Grow up and start playing some games.
Start running a successful company.
Yeah. Because he's doing such an awful job with it. But it is kind of incredible where Amazon has come.
The bookstore?
Oh, yeah. You know, the online bookstore with millions of books. Millions of books was their slogan back in the day.
And what I've found incredible about Amazon is the fact that even though they seem to sell everything, you can find things on the site. This sounds like a little thing. It's organized well. They used to have that tabbed interface that everybody ripped off after a while, and Amazon changed it again, and they still can find all this content and merchandise. So I'm pretty surprised at how well... I think their search doesn't get enough credit. Their search works really well, too.
It's replaced Frugal for me for searching for products and prices. Nobody got that.
Frugal was Google's product search.
Leo in the chat room is saying, could this be under $200? Could it be less than $200?
No. It could be. You know, Leo, if they remove that screen entirely, I think it could be. So if it's a set-top box.
We should take this moment to thank our sponsor, Breaking News. Whenever it happens, we cover it right here. The most important tech news live at live.twit.tv. Thanks to Slingbox for helping make it happen. Slingbox, of course, lets you watch your TV everywhere. Other people say TV everywhere, but they do it. You buy the Slingbox box. You plug it into the internet. You plug it into your TV. You can watch all the channels you get at home. Anywhere you can get an internet connection without any blackouts, without any restrictions, without paying an extra monthly service fee. You just buy the stuff and use it. Available at Best Buy and Amazon, and you can learn more at slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for their support of live breaking news on Twit. All right, so I guess all of that was done with the 7-inch for the demo. He's now switching over to the 8.9-inch.
I thought it was the other way around.
Do some according to Engadget, he switched over to the 8.9.
Okay,
and talking about photos and cloud storage of photos. He also showed up the Skylander Giants action figure that he owns and still in the box.
Well, this device has a front-facing camera, the 8.9 Kindle Fire HD. Does it have a rear-facing camera? Did we find out about that yet?
Never heard anything about a rear-facing camera.
I mean, if they're going to talk about or tout photos on it, I'm kind of curious if they're like, and you can take photos with this, even though it's a little ridiculous.
Of yourselves.
Or whatever's behind you.
Yeah. I mean, that was the original iPhone, front-facing camera only.
Yeah.
So you had to reach around to take the pictures. Is that right? Am I wrong?
The first iPhone had a rear-facing camera.
It was only rear-facing.
Yes.
So you couldn't take pictures
of yourself.
So when
you took a picture of yourself.
Okay, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had to think about that, though. I was like, I remember it being cumbersome, but why?
Well, how cumbersome? In what way?
Yeah.
Stereo speakers.
There was something, though, that it only had a front-facing camera, and I can't remember what it is.
iPod Touch, I think, had that first.
Is that what it was?
And then it got a rear-facing camera second, I think. And it was
awful. X-ray for textbook is on here, too, with a smart glossary.
See related YouTube and Wikipedia pages for things that you click on.
That's nice.
Any term, really.
That is one of the nice things in the Kindle app, is the ability to pull up definitions and then click through to Wikipedia if you want.
Yeah, for textbook, it definitely, it's like a smarter index. If you've ever been searching for something, an index, you could feel the pain of that.
This is why this announcement is so
moving on to magazines. How beautiful magazines look.
Detailed in the features. And a lot of these features are things that existed on the Kindle Fire before. Like the magazines. I have to say, though, magazines are one of the things I know people who use Kindle Fire regularly use it for.
Remember last year when a lot of people said, wow, the Kindle Fire, this is amazing. What is Amazon going to do when the Kindle Fire really gets going? You know, like, this is like their test run.
Mm-hmm.
A year from now, what are we going to see? And it seems like this is all of a sudden the device that's like, wow, what's Google going to do now? Look at what Amazon just rolled out.
Yeah, how does this compare to the Nexus 7 for the smaller one? There's an obvious comparison to be made between the iPad and the 8.9-inch. But there's that argument for the Nexus 7 is that, well, it's a 7-inch. And there's that argument that that's why Apple might come out with an iPad mini, is people like that form factor better. Mm. Jelly Bean on Nexus 7 is pretty darn good. I like it better than the old Kindle Fire.
Yeah, I mean, my thought on that is it really doesn't change anything for me. Like, I think it really depends on how invested you are in the Amazon ecosystem and how important that really is to you. But when you're talking about a tablet that you want to be able to operate in whatever way you want, the Nexus 7 kind of has that over the Kindle Fire no matter what. These are a lot of really interesting features and everything, but man, you got to be sold completely on the Amazon ecosystem for that to outweigh what I think are kind of the strengths of not being tied to that kind of specific overlay that kind of prevents you from doing certain things with your tablet.
Well, with the 7-inch Fire starts at what, $159? I mean that you think becomes
the 7-inch Fire.
Yes,
starts at $159.
$159. Yeah, the new 7-inch Kindle Fire, right? Twice the
Nexus 7. I mean.
Not the Fire HD. This, no. Yeah, right.
The 7-inch Kindle Fire, which is that refreshed version of the previous Kindle, I don't know if it's any thinner. I mean, when it comes to styling, I think the Nexus 7's got some really nice things going for it. It's really thin. It works well. Touchscreen's really responsive.
We're about to get a price, by the way, on
but,
the HD.
I think the Nexus 7 does have something to worry about because Amazon does have a better ecosystem than the Google Play Store. And if you want to get your content from your device to your TV, doing that with a Google device is not very easy. As far as I can tell, you have to have like particular hardware. But for something like Amazon, you can have an Xbox and watch your content from your Fire over to your Xbox and back and forth.
Wrapping up, good hardware, processor, Wi-Fi, HDMI out, Bluetooth.
Wait,
then
HDMI
reminding
out.
Folks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
right.
Software features, X-ray, Whisper Sync, Kindle Free Time for the kids, and best content, 22 million things to choose from.
Thanks.
And if you're a Prime member, it's even better.
It's because they
you know, the problem with Prime is there's no family membership for the other stuff. There's family membership for shipping, uh-huh. But once you do that, you're screwed as the other family member. So Eileen has the account, and which means that I'm kind of stuck.
$199 for the 7-inch HD.
There you go. 16 gigabyte.
16 gig.
Right. $199. Okay.
Wow.
Cheaper than I thought.
It's cheaper than the Nexus 7. Right? The Nexus 7 starts at $199 with 8 gigabytes, I believe.
Right. Well, yeah, it's the same cost. Yes, you're right. If you're talking 16 gig storage, Nexus 7,
it's $249. $50 cheaper. 16 gig for $299.
Winner. $299. There you go.
Won. Yeah,
chicken
you
dinner.
It.
$299. I can't wait for my chicken dinner.
That's insane.
That's aggressive. Very aggressive.
So basically, your iPad competitor for $200 less, right?
Yes.
The 16 gig is the base model of the iPad.
And
this doesn't have 3G built in. So, yeah.
Correct.
So, $200 price difference on Apple.
Right. This is the price point where I think the iPad mini would fit in.
Pre-order today.
Yeah, but that's but this is the 8.9 inch. It's not the mini version. It's the big version. I mean, the iPad's what, a 9.1 inch?
9.7.
Okay, rumored, so it's a tiny bit smaller.
The rumored mini is supposed to be 7.8.
8.9 inch ships November 20th.
Intriguing.
Order today. Get it for the holidays.
Yeah, and the pricing structures on all these devices still make it attractive to buy any of them.
Jeff Bezos says, how are these prices possible? I'm glad I asked myself.
I take losses all the time. But yeah, I mean, if the price was too close to the paper white, you would never buy one of those. And it seems like the pricing structures spread out enough that they can still sell their e-ink versions and their tablets at a decent ability. But they still haven't said anything about ad-supported versions or anything like that. So I'm kind of curious if any of these prices will actually get lower if they go with special offers.
It may just show up later. But you think that they would tout that. And last year, they touted the ad-supported price at the exclusion.
I'm hoping that how are these prices possible? And then they're going to say, wait, there's one more thing.
He's basically saying the company's not making any money on hardware in his long explanation of why the prices are so low.
You hear that, investors?
We want to make money when people use our devices, not when they buy our devices. A lot of people would like to make money in both cases. But
yeah, you can do both.
You do whatever you think will make you the most money.
Yeah, don't, for those of you guys asking, are we going to root this on know-how eventually? Yes, we'll root it on know-how.
If someone buys hardware and never uses it, we don't deserve to make money. Is he Catholic? We don't deserve. It's our own fault.
We're happy that people are still using Kindle Ones from 5 years ago. That was 5 years ago?
We've got five generations of Kindle up on the board. Yeah.
And this is where what he's saying does make sense to me. They don't care if people upgrade their hardware as long as they're buying content. So that is the way it should be. It should be, we've got stuff to sell you. that's newer and better, but we're not going to try to trick you into buying it, which mm-hmm. is the opposite of Apple, which says, no, that's how we make our money. We have this great content because it makes the greatest, latest and greatest more fun to use.
Sure.
Two different strategies.
Yeah, I mean, Google's following the same strategy with their Nexus devices, the Nexus 7, that basically selling at cost, trying to get people into that ecosystem. But Amazon's had a pretty – they've been pretty on par with Apple when it comes to the amount of content they have. And so this is the this is impressive that they can sell it at this low a cost, $299 for the 8.9.
Somebody in the chat room asked what version of Android it's running.
Yeah, we still haven't really heard that.
And
yet.
We haven't heard – they may not admit that. We may have to wait for a journalist to kind of figure it out because it's a skinned, forked version of Android.
Yeah,
And what it's based on is less relevant in this case than what it can actually do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it doesn't seem relevant at all because you don't
it's
really
relevant,
you don't get into it.
The underpinnings are faster and smoother.
Yeah, but
and they still
like,
would be.
But I'm thinking Amazon's tweaked it so much that you're probably not going to be going into that experience.
Well, interface-wise, yes, you're right.
So I'm kind of curious about that too. But I just think that people, I think that what Amazon is doing, that they've mastered enough that people aren't going to necessarily ask that unless you're, us.
Like, it's not in their best interest to mention that because it just gives Google press and points out that they didn't create the operating system. What is the most popular price point for a tablet? He says.
It's $499.
$499. So what do we have for that price?
Stuff a lot
the
less.
The super duper mega Kindle Fire HD.
Wait, really?
So we asked ourselves, if we were going to sell a tablet at that price point, what would we put in it?
Uh-oh.
What?
What's coming? Is this the
That's a lot of room. What could we add? He says, stringing us along.
Prime for
this
life.
This is kind of fun to dramatically read.
Your own airplane. With every purchase. That's why we're
well,
in
now Engadget says he's implying the company is making a $499 tablet for $299.
He says you could double the storage, but that's not enough.
I think he's leading up to something.
I do too. Can you imagine him saying, yeah, and then we said, forget it.
We'll just charge $299.
We already told you what we...
yeah, this is going somewhere.
So we
$499 version with LTE built in.
They said... The only thing that could justify $499, okay, would be the ultimate tablet feature.
Does this mean it's free by built-in?
That's Kindle Fire HD 4G LTE. Well, I prefer Paperwhite.
That's isn't that the AT&T.
I think it should be
logo?
The Kindle Fire Razer Droid HD 4G LTE.
Max. Don't forget Max.
Max. Well, then there's also the Max,
and then Plus in there somewhere.
Yeah, Mini
with special offers.
Now, is there a plan, or do you pay $499 and you get, like, 2 free years?
That'd be the ultimate.
That would be ultimate, because he said ultimate. I want ultimate, Jeff.
Well, that logo looks like the AT&T 4G logo, by the way.
It looks like a skateboard logo.
Yep.
It's pretty...
It's got the
it doesn't look
Pac
very...
Bell orange and AT&T blue.
I guess...
Boy, if they have a $499 tablet... With 32 gigabytes of storage and an 8.9-inch display and free internet built in, that would be killer.
I doubt that's going to be the case.
I know.
They have engineered their own wireless modem, he says.
2.2 millimeters thick.
Kindle Fire HD with 4G LTE, 8.9 inches, and 32 gigabytes of storage for $499.
Nah, you got to pay for it. $50 per year. What?
250 megabytes per month, 20 gigabytes of cloud storage.
What?
$10 Amazon App Store credit, $50 per year. So if you're just kind of using this offline, or I guess outside.
What happens when you hit 250 megabytes per month? That's easy.
I don't know.
That is easy.
Really
especially
easy.
On a media consumption device.
Yeah, especially with all those movies.
Yeah. But $50 a year for that, just when you're just treading around.
Well, they're basically saying you're going to use this thing on Wi-Fi most of the time, but for those few points when you're not, we're going to give you 250 megabytes a month.
Yeah.
To tide you through.
Right. Yeah, if people aren't doing a lot of traveling, I think it's easy to stay under that. I mean, traveling is where I run into problems.
Right. So you could be out at the park and say, oh, I want to check some email. Oh, wait, I don't have a hotspot with me. I don't have Wi-Fi. You could still do it.
All right, but so they're comparing to Apple's new iPad, or as Amazon puts it, the iPad 3. Quite a bit cheaper. Hey, look at that.
Now, this is a little bit of a fake comparison because they're pointing out that the iPad 3's 12-month data plan with 250 megabytes per month is $230. But that's, you can get a bigger plan, too, and most people do. $50 a year, though. Yeah, it's a small amount, but for $50, what do you expect?
Right.
For a year.
Right.
Yeah, $4 a month.
Pre-order today ships November 20th.
See, I didn't think I would use that much megabytes per month on my iPad. It turns out I've been hitting the 1 gigabyte limit almost every month because that's what my plan is. So the 250 sounds like you have to be really conscientious when it comes to usage. You got to be really paying attention because 250 megabytes, especially with video, could be gone like that.
No, and that's because you just feel like you're watching. I mean, is it mostly video?
That's it.
You know, I don't even know. Maybe I'm just always... there's no way I'm using Twitter enough. That's constantly...
You're just refreshing a lot.
Constantly. there's a lot of things that use those antennas. I don't know if there's any GPS built into this.
All right. They've wrapped this up.
That's Jeff Bezos has walked off stage, and that's it. That's all we get. They're in Santa Monica just because they wanted to be near the beach, apparently.
No phone, and they didn't need it. And my theory stands. If they would have added a phone, then they would have overshadowed everything else. This was a big announcement.
Yeah, I think this was what I expected, although I thought I would get something more related to Amazon Prime streaming because of the selection of the place.
We really didn't talk about Prime.
Yeah. They talked about it in the sense of, and you get Prime, which is awesome. And
sure.
they gave it a little attention early on. But yeah, I think this is a strong lineup. And as you were saying, Sarah, when we were wondering a year ago, what are they going to do? This is a good follow up. Better hardware, which is the one thing that everybody was expecting, and a range of device choices. I think that LTE thing, I'm not sure what to make of it. It's definitely priced right, but you're limited to 250 megabytes. So is it worth the extra $200? Because that's exactly what you're paying is $250.
Right.
For that year, yes. Because you're paying $200 more for the device itself. Why not just make it $250 more and make it free? That would be more impressive, I feel like.
And then people would gripe about the limit, I would think. There's something about saying, oh, we're working with carriers and that's the way we
but
can
the
do
limit
it.
Is less onerous to me if it's free.
I could see that.
Did they mention anything about markets outside the U.S.?
They did not.
Well, LTE doesn't work in the U.K. anyway.
Yeah, so that, I mean...
But for any of these.
That's a very good point. They never mentioned any kind of worldwide availability.
Yeah.
In fact, they never talked about regional availability, which implies it's just the United States.
Right. Yeah, which is obviously disappointing for anybody who's been waiting for a fire.
Internationally, it was only the United States.
Correct.
That's one of the things that kind of made it sales flat after a while. But it looks like... I don't see why they wouldn't at this point. I mean, unless they can't get the content deals because these devices don't have, they have a bit of storage.
That's why. I mean, this is all about selling content.
Right.
And if they can't, if that's where you're making all your money.
You can't sell this at cost if you can't have those deals, especially everywhere else.
All right. Well, that does it for our special coverage of the Amazon announcement from Santa Monica, California. Just to sum up, a wide range of new Kindles, including the Paperwhite, which is a higher contrast with a front light so that you can read in the dark, 9.1 millimeter thin bezel. That one is going for $119. Pre-orders today ships October 1st with free 3G built in. There's also a Kindle that used to be known as the $79 Kindle, will now be known as the $69 Kindle. Gets a mild upgrade. Kindle Fire, a new version of the Kindle Fire with twice the RAM, 1 gig of RAM, new processor, longer battery life for $159, shipped September 14th. And then the Kindle Fire HD line, the most comprehensive upgrade for them, a 7-inch version with 16 gigabytes for $199, an 8.9-inch version for $299. These are pre-ordered today, shipped November 20th. The Kindle Fire HD 4G LTE, which is $499 with LTE built in, 32 gigabytes, and you can pay $50 a year for 250 megabytes per month of LTE service. That also pre-orders today and ships November 20th. Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening and joining us today. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Slingbox, without whom we couldn't bring you all this breaking news. And be sure to tune in to Tech News Today, where we keep you up to date on all the tech news each and every day. You can subscribe at twit.tv/TNT. And you can always find our specials, twit.tv/specials, and watch us live all the time. Just keep it on, live.twit.tv. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.